Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Exceeding Growing Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, to Romans 4. We've been on the subject of faith for some time now. And we shifted gears a little bit recently, and now we're talking about what we're calling exceedingly growing faith, how our faith grows and develops. In Romans, the 4th chapter, the 19th verse, talking about Abraham, who's called a father of faith, and we are called his children by faith in Jesus. Say, Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he's about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Let's go back to that verse. He was not weak because he considered not the wrong thing. He didn't consider. So much of faith is tied to what we choose to look at, think about, talk about. And since we can choose what we look at, think about, listen to, talk about, then we can choose whether we grow in fear and doubt or whether we grow in faith. It is in our hands. If we're weak in faith, it's because we've continually chosen to look at the wrong things, think about, talk about the wrong things. But that can be fixed. Amen. I said that can be fixed. Amen. Now, I didn't say it was always easy, because when you got glaring issues and problems in your life, they cry and demand for your attention. Amen. Don't they? Yes. But can you turn away?
Yes.
From them and focus on something else.
Yes.
And talk about something else. And if you do, you'll starve your fears.
Yes.
And you will feed your faith. Oh, hallelujah. And you'll come up to a different place.
Yes.
Amen. And what does that mean? God is able to move in our life according to our faith. And the stronger that becomes, the more He's able to move. I know some people don't like that language. He's able to move. People say God is God. He can do anything He wants to, anytime He wants to. That's technically true, but He has ordained that things happen a certain way, and He's not going to violate that. And He has ordained that we receive not according to what He can do, not according to even what is His perfect will, but we receive according to our faith. Many don't believe that, but it's Bible. It's all over the New Testament. Keep going to verse 20. He staggered not. Everybody say, he considered not. And he staggered not. See, stagger is the same word as for wavering. How do you keep from wavering? Don't consider the wrong stuff. If you're looking at the wrong stuff, talking about the wrong stuff, you're going to waver. Can we control what we look at?
Yes.
What we listen to?
Yes.
What we think about?
Yes.
What we talk about?
Yes.
That's good news. I said that's good news, because if you will think, talk, you know, focus on the right things, your life's going to change.
Amen.
Your faith's going to come up. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what?
Strong
in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform. We've seen scriptures that Jesus talked about people that had no faith. We've seen Him scriptures where He talked about people that had little faith. But here we see strong in faith, and that's what I'm signing up for. How about you? Somebody say, put me down for the strong faith bunch.
Amen.
Right? That's the group I want to be a part of. fully persuaded, strong faith, and actually you'll see this phrase in the Scriptures, great faith. Great faith, which is what we've been looking at. And we see two specific instances in the gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where Jesus referred to a person's faith as great. It's the centurion and the Syrophoenician woman. He called both of their faiths great. He marveled about it. Now, when you got the master marveling about how strong your faith is that where you want to be?
Yes.
You know, at one point he said when they brought the man who had the son who was having the seizures, and Jesus sounded exasperated, he said, "How long will I put up with you? How long am I going to be with you? You know, how long before you believe?" He's talking about no faith, faithless, unbelieving bunch. That's not good impression. He was impressed, but not in a good way. But then in this example, he marveled and turned around and told his staff and told everybody with him. He said, "I hadn't seen faith like this in the whole country."
That's right.
Right? Well, that'd include them. Is that right? That includes his own staff. And now think about who it is, a centurion, a soldier, and a Syrophoenician. Neither one of these would you have just selected at who you'd have thought would have had great faith. Which is insight that you find great faith in places many would not expect. And places where you'd think you'd find great faith, you often don't. Places where you think, "Well, I didn't even know they knew God." And not only do they know God, faith that just shows most of the church world up. This is revelation that great faith is not the result of great knowledge. Great faith is not the result of great exercise in religion or so-called piety. Great faith is not the result of these kind of things. Well, how do you get great faith? If it's not just through advanced knowledge, how do you get it? If it's not just through, you know, extreme church attendance and prayer, great faith is not the result of extended prayer. It's not. A lot of what people call prayer is actually a waste of time. It's worry sessions where you mention God once in a while. You need to remember when you begin prayer, nothing you're going to tell Him is news. He already knows. Right? And He's not going to be shocked. And He's not going to have to scramble around. He's not going to go, "You need how much? By when? Michael, Gabriel, how come nobody told me about this? What are we going to do? Anybody got an idea?" Now, you're thinking about yourself. No, He knows the end from the beginning.
That's right.
He's already made the provision before you knew you had a need. He's not surprised by it. I'm going to say that again real slow. He's already made, provided abundant provision before you found out you had a bill or a need. So it's a good way to start off your prayer. Right? "Father, so glad I know you." Because I know that you already know. You already know what the problem is. You already know what the answer is. And even though I don't know it yet, I know you love me and you're going to take care of me and you're going to show me what I need to see and give me what I need to get. But see, that's faith. Now you're talking faith. Faith. Instead of just reacting in shock and fear. Oh, friend, being a real believer, actually living by faith and walking by faith, is awesome. It's amazing. Hallelujah. And it opens the door for actual miracles, real miracles in your life. Go with me, please. Let me see. Go to Matthew 8 first. In the talking about the centurion, we saw he had great faith. And we'll just take time to read a little bit of it. This man is a centurion, a soldier, who is over some 100 soldiers. And he got promoted to this rank through accomplishment. And the Roman army was the world power of the time, and their military was disciplined and effective beyond any by far that had existed before them. And so you do not advance through the ranks by being sloppy or by not getting the job done. So this is a man who has seen combat. He's a man who has lived through combat. And back then it was eyeball to eyeball, blade to blade. And so he's been bloody. He's been muddy. He's been in the ugly parts of it. And he advanced. And now he's over other men. He knows how to give orders and he knows how to receive orders. And he has heard about Jesus. And he's got somebody that helps him that's been sick and been in a bad way. And down about verse 5, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him the centurion, a centurion beseeching him. Now, they're occupied country. He could have come in demanding. He's just a carpenter, an itinerant preacher. And this guy's, you know, the Romans are in control. But he came beseeching him. Now, one thing that you'll see that keeps coming up over and over again, great faith is inseparable from great respect.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Exceeding Growing Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 1st, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.